Time for blown off. A great first date, but now you're getting blown off. What's going on? If it's happening, you go to coast931.com. Hey, Courtney, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
We're pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Let's try and figure this out. Give us the background on this guy, Evan.
Sure. Okay. Well, so, I mean, kind of long story short, we basically met online, we started talking a bit, and we just kind of seemed to click. It felt like we had a couple things in common, and we kind of went back and forth about where we wanted to actually meet in person, and I ended up deciding on Sunny's. When Evan walked in, he's like super hot. I mean, definitely. Yeah.
That's always good.
One of the best looking dudes that I've dated online in a while, but I was at the bar, we hugged high, we ordered some drinks and snacks, and we were having a good time, and you know, I was drinking champagne and feeling pretty good. Anyway, I'm giving you like way too many details. Anyways, we ended up back at my place, and since it was a Friday night, we kind of hung out and finished a bottle of wine that I had, and I just kind of grabbed him and started making out. And
good girl.
Yeah, you know, when you want something, just go for it.
Right,
and
why not? Good for you.
He ended up staying over. So whatever. Anyways, when I woke up, Evan was saying like he had to go, but he'd be in touch soon, and he gave me a kiss, and he left. And so I kind of thought everything was good. But after a few days from not hearing from him, I just texted, and it's like, hey, what's up, you know? So I'm super confused why he hasn't responded, especially since he kissed me before he left.
Right.
Right. It wasn't like, well, and he stayed over. It wasn't. Right. Right.
Yeah, so. Yeah, and everything was, like, really good.
Right, okay.
we did get a hold of Evan. Evan?
Hello? Sorry. Hi, Courtney. Yeah.
Hi, Evan.
Give us your take on what happened. You go over, it sounds like it was a great date. At what point did things go south for you?
All right, so I saw her profile. She was really beautiful, long hair, great eyes. So, I know this is my first time on radio, so I'm kind of weird.
Well, just bring us more to the point where you're back at her place. What happened from that to the morning?
So, yeah. So we go there. It was nice. Everything was cool. She was very aggressive. I responded to that. It was fun, you know? But afterwards...
Yeah, well, I'm confused because you hook up with me and then you just ghost me because we hooked up?
Yeah, I don't know, like, what I saw the night before and what I saw in the morning, it was just two different things.
Okay, what on earth do you mean by that?
Okay, so the next morning, basically, there's a lot of hair in the sink, and it freaked me out. Like, for example, I thought there was a spider crawling, but it was actually her eyelash that was, like, on the floor. You know what I'm saying?
Like, oh, like fake eyelashes.
Right.
Not just that. It's just that her hair was...
I'm confused. Are you talking about the hair extensions?
Oh, you had hair extensions, like permanent or semi-permanent or...
My thing is this. Like, I mean, it was kind of like false advertising because you have like beautiful hair and then all of a sudden like... Is that even your real hair? I mean, it just seemed like...
Wait, hold on. Ladies, I need you to help me out because I don't understand how extensions work. Do extensions go in and stay there, or can you tell?
No, so like, they're just clip-in hair extensions. Everyone does them. It's not weird. Like, even Jessica Simpson sells a line of hair extensions. They clip in, and you get longer hair.
Yeah.
And so did they come out?
I mean, I guess they must. I guess
during the middle of the night stuff.
Oh, okay. So, okay, I get it. So it's like you got up and you were like, "Whoa,
why
is all the hair gone?"
All right. Here's my thing, though. I just find like fake long hair. Like, what are you trying to say? I mean, are you don't have hair, or I mean, I don't know if you understand what I'm saying, but it's like if it's fake hair, like what else is fake about you? Your personality, or I don't know, it's just something.
Are you trying
you're
to say
saying that some hair extensions and some fake eyelashes are too much for you? Like, really?
So your thing is more about that it's fake.
You're hiding stuff. You're hiding stuff. You're not as... Girls usually who do that, you're not as...
You're more of a natural type.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I know it sounds very superficial, but you get what I'm saying, right? Even, like, say we're hanging out, and it's just like you're being natural. What's your natural state?
I think you woke up to
it. Okay. All right. Yeah. It's 2017. There's a reason, like, YouTube has, like, a billion views. Because everyone does makeup tutorials and hair. Like, that's just part of culture.
Right. You need, like, more kind of homey, you know, not like, doesn't like to get done up kind of gal. Right?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I just realized how stupid I sounded when I said that, when I was just like, hey, I just need to see in your natural state. I was like a douchebag.
Well, at least you're admitting that. So, you know, that's okay.
Well, Courtney, thanks for getting a hold of us.
Sorry.
Okay. Yeah.
I wouldn't take it personally. It's just, you know, he's not into a made up gal, you know?
Yeah. Well, so then he can never be with, like, Angelina Jolie or, like, movie star, but whatever.
And he had a chance, too.
Yeah, whatever.
Someone great for you.
Well, thanks for coming on anyway, Evan. We appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.